Here is the elitist news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting News Realm. I'm Dina Bruderek. Huron County Commissioners will meet at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, May 14th in the courthouse in Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, there will be a hearing at 9:10 to amend the county's property assessed clean energy program. And at 9:20, Community Corrections Coordinator David Stevens will explain and present the fiscal year 2025 grant application. Some of the other items on the preliminary agenda that are expected to be approved include the proposed Michigan Department of Transportation agreement with the Huron Transit Corporation, along with contracting to have agricultural appraisals studies done and upgrading the digital recording system of district court. And Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen has announced that the Sheriff's Office will honor National Police Week by adding some flair to their uniforms. Starting Saturday, all staff members will be wearing a black ribbon over their badges as a symbol of respect and remembrance for the brave men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice in service to their communities. National Police Week originated in 1962 when President Kennedy designated May 15th as Peace Officers Memorial Day. Since then, this week has been a time to honor law enforcement officers nationwide. Locally, attention turns to two individuals from the Huron County Sheriff's Department who gave their lives in the line of duty. Sheriff Joseph J. Murray tragically lost his life on Lake Huron on June 2nd, 1932, while Deputy Sheriff Kelly J. Vermeersch died in a patrol car crash on June 11th of 2000. As we observe National Police Week from May 11th to May 17th, let's reflect on the dedication and commitment of these fallen heroes. Their sacrifice serves as a reminder of the dangers law enforcement officers face daily as they work to ensure the safety of our communities. And the 54th Circuit Court in Tuscola County recently issued a preliminary injunction against Zimba Dairy Incorporated, ordering the concentrated animal feeding operation to cease discharging wastewater into state waters. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced the injunction, which follows an amended complaint filed in April. Allegations against Zimba include failure to obtain a required wastewater permit, unlawful discharge of wastewater into surface water and groundwater, and involvement in the 2021 incident that resulted in the deaths of thousands of fish in the North Branch White Creek. Attorney General Nessel emphasized the significance of the ruling, stating this ruling marks a pivotal step in holding Zimba Dairy Incorporated accountable for its environmental impact and threats to public health. Zimba operates three locations with over 3,500 head of cattle, including more than 1,600 dairy cows, allegedly surpassing the regulatory threshold for cattle confinement. The 54th Circuit Court in Tuscola County is set to review motions for a partially summary disposition from both plaintiffs and Zimba on May 29th. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Tom Lonsberry Outdoors. For hunting and fishing tips and everything outdoors. And here's your host, Tom Lonsberry.
I'm Tom Lonsberry, inviting you to join me around the old campfire noon on Sundays on FM Cruise 102.1 and 215 on AM 1340 for stories of hunting, fishing, and great outdoor sporting products. On my show, Tom Lonsberry Outdoors, we'll go on trips together not only in the United States and Canada, but around the globe to Europe, Africa, and many other fascinating places to discuss outdoor sporting products, hunting and fishing, and everything outdoors. So join me every Sunday right here on WLAW FM Cruise 102.1 at noon and 215 on AM 1340 around the old campfire for Tom Lonsberry Outdoors.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news from the Associated Press. A powerful solar storm put on an amazing skyward light show worldwide overnight, but caused what appeared to be only minor disruptions to the electric power grid, communications, and satellite positioning systems. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says extreme geomagnetic storm conditions continued, and there were preliminary reports of power grid irregularities and degradation of high-frequency communications and global positioning systems. But the Federal Emergency Management Agency said that so far, no FEMA region had reported any significant impact. The NOAA predicted that strong flares will continue through at least Sunday. Brilliant purple, green, yellow, and pink hues of the Northern Lights were reported worldwide. And crews are preparing to conduct a controlled demolition to break down the largest remaining span of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland. The explosives are expected to be detonated Sunday. The steel span landed on the bow of a massive container ship that lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's support columns shortly after leaving Baltimore on March 26th. Since then, the ship has been struck amid the wreckage, and Baltimore's busy port has been closed to most maritime traffic. The controlled demolition will allow the deli to be refloated and restore traffic through the port. And the first recipient of a genetically modified pig kidney transplant has died nearly 2 months after he underwent the procedure. Rick Slayman underwent the procedure at Massachusetts General Hospital in March. The hospital's transplant team says it is deeply saddened by Slayman's passing and offered condolences to his family. They say there is no indication he died as a result of the transplant. Slayman's family thanked his doctor, saying their efforts gave them 7 more weeks with him. They say their memories from that time will remain in their minds and hearts. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net.